Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bobby Clouse. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting fifth, the left fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh, the catcher, Chris Cannizzaro. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dennis Ribbent. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dennis Ribbent. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second, the center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting seventh, the catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Larry Jackson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry Jackson. And now, play ball. Bobby Clouse is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Clouse hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clouse moves to second. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clouse moves to third. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Christopher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clouse scores. Cranepool moves to third. It's 1-0, Mets. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks has Cranepool trapped. There's the throw to Rosnovsky and over to Santo, who tags Cranepool for the out. Christopher moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hickman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Stewart strikes out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Burton hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Christopher, who is chasing the ball. Burton reaches third base with a triple. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There's a wild pitch. Burton scores. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks hits a pop-up into left field, out of the reach of Altman. Banks reaches second base with a double. Santo scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gabrielson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizzaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canizzaro hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Burton. Canizzaro reaches second base with a double. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Canizzaro moves to third. One out. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Canizzaro. The slide. Rosnovsky applies the tag. Canizzaro is out. Two outs. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ribbent is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rosnovsky hits a pop-up towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Burton who is chasing the ball. Klaus reaches third base with a triple. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Klaus scores. It's Mets, 2, Cubs, 2. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Burton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Canizaro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Canizaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Canizaro hits a fly ball into right field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gabrielson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gabrielson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Canizaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rosnovsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a pop-up off the glove of McMillan, and into shallow left field. Rosnovsky reaches second base with a double. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McMillan is 0 for 0 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dennis Ribbent is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ribbent is 0 for 1 in the game. Ribbent hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Klaus is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Burton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Burton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Canizaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Cubs. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Gabrielson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Christopher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. George Altman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. Hunt scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rosnovsky for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McMillan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Chris Canizaro is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Canizaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Canizaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Al Jackson pinch runs for Roy McMillan. Wayne Graham pinch hits for Larry Bearnerth. Wayne Graham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Graham hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Klaus is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Wayne Graham now playing third base. Bobby Klaus now playing shortstop. Gary Kroll now pitching. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Burton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Burton hits a ball on the ground to center field. That will be extra bases. Hickman chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Klaus. Klaus fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Klaus. Burton moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burton tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-3, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hunt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hunt strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Christopher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stewart fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gabrielson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Rosnovsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gabrielson moves to third. Rosnovsky moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers strikes out. One out. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Larry Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder pinch hits for Chris Canizaro. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hawk Taylor pinch hits for Gary Kroll. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.